Our sermon today is based on a reading from the book of Exodus, chapters 34, verses 1 through 6. The Lord said to Moses, "Cut two tablets of stone like the former ones, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me on the top of the mountain. No one shall come up with you, and do not let anyone else be seen throughout all the mountain, and do not let flocks or herds graze in front of that mountain." So Moses cut two tablets of stone like the former ones, and he rose early in the morning and went up on Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him. And he took in his hand the two tablets of stone. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood him there and proclaimed the name the Lord. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means clearing the guilty, but visiting the iniquity of the parents upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. And Moses quickly bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Thank you, God, for coming to us and proclaiming your name and your majesty. And so we are rolling right along with our A to Z tour through the Bible. I'm using a book called Who's Who in the Bible to find these names. What did you think? I was going through the Bible page by page to find the names. But when I got to today's letter C, I wasn't enthusiastic about some of the names I saw. Can you think of any exciting names begin with C? Oh, sure, there's Cain and Caleb and Cornelius and Cleophas, but nothing struck me as a challenge to study. And then I came across the name Chesed, which I also realized was not just a name, but a Hebrew word that is used to describe God's holy characteristics. Many times we lose important nuances when we translate a Hebrew word into English. For instance, we probably all know the word shalom, and we would say, oh, that means peace, peace like a river, and we'd be right. But shalom is really much, much more than just peace, the absence of war. It's also prosperity and health and blessing and clear focus. And it's the same with the word chesed. It's used 243 times in the Bible, and it's described as a cluster of ideas rather than just one basic thought. A scholar named Miles Coverdale invented the word loving kindness as a working translation of chesed. So we read in Psalm 25:6, "Remember, O Lord, thy mercy, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have ever been of old." Or Psalm 36:7, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O Lord." And Psalm 36:10, "O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart." And Psalm 40:11, "Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me." God's chesed is what keeps us going. It's God's chesed that encourages us to approach God for mercy and forgiveness and redemption. It's something we can depend on. It will always be there for us. It's steady, steadfast, eternal. Here's one more verse for you. Psalm 51:1. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, thy chesed. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, thy chesed, blot out my transgressions." These are good starting points for us as we explore chesed. But again, as with shalom, there's much, much more to this wonderful word than our inadequate definition. It's mercy and compassion and grace. It's steadfast love, unfailing love. When we read in Psalm 136 that God's mercy endures forever, that's chesed. The compelling force behind all of God's actions is chesed. Chesed is specifically for the devotional piety of people towards God. For it was God himself who demonstrated his chesed and gave us a vital definition of it. As God passed by Moses on the mountain that morning, God proclaimed his name and his being loud and clear, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means clearing the guilty. No wonder Moses bowed his head and worshiped. He knew he was in the presence of someone mighty and holy, and he was humbled that God deemed him worthy to know so clearly God's own assessment of himself. And he also knew that he now had an obligation to tell the people of Israel waiting down at the foot of the mountain what God is and what Chesed is. Chesed is God's love and mercy demonstrated toward us. Without God's Chesed, we would be forever lost and forlorn. We would have no hope, no joy, no love. To Jewish people, Chesed is a primary ethical virtue, love of God, love for others. It's a holy obligation. Because God is a God of Chesed, we in turn must be people of Chesed. We must be people who are ready to love, to give mercy, to be kind, to be faithful no matter what. Chesed also encompasses courage and imagination. Sometimes it takes a big, faithful step forward to do something kind, to promote Chesed in the suspicious world. Sometimes we have to ignore convention because we have a conviction that we have to do something great, kind, faithful, merciful for God. We have to imagine doing Chesed not only for our own self-promotion, but simply because we ourselves have been the recipients of God's Chesed, and we are under a holy obligation to pass this blessing on to others. It's such a little word, three Hebrew characters, but it encompasses so much more. Chesed is the Greek equivalent of the word agape, which means love, but once more, there's more to it than just love. Agape is not just love, just as Chesed is not just love. It's love without limit. God's Chesed never fails or falters or runs out. It's the undeserved, poured out on us simply because God is who God is. God is love. God is Chesed. God is faithful and merciful. God forgives and empowers us. And we have to throw in some righteousness too. Chesed is also encompassed in God's justice and benevolence. We kind of cringe when we read that God does not clear the guilty, but visits the iniquity of the parents upon the children and the children's children. We want to ask God, don't you ever let it go? Don't you ever forget? No, God does not forget. But because of God's Chesed, God can also remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. Chesed is not a punishment. Chesed is tenderness and truth. It's a way to find redemption and restoration. You can never have too much Chesed, and you can't out-Chesed God. As God passed by Moses and intoned all these wonderful things about himself, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, he wasn't being egotistic. It was like the old saying, no brag, just fact. This is what God is, and these are the things God knows we need. Mercy and grace and patience, steadfast love and faithfulness, forgiveness, the perfect union of goodness and holiness and justice. Whatever we need to refresh our souls and walk into God's light, we can find it in that one small word, Chesed. So may we walk this day and always in the comforting knowledge of God's Chesed, God's joy, God's mercy, God's redemption, God's acceptance, God's patience. Accept your obligation to practice Chesed in every aspect of your life. Look for ways to do so. Chesed is why we give when someone calls here asking for help with rent or utilities or a room for the night. It's our Chesed duty. We have a covenant with God to act in the same way God does, with Chesed. It is everything we want and everything we need. And we know God's ultimate outpouring of Chesed in the person and the life of Jesus Christ. He is the prime example of just what Chesed is. Romans 5:8 reminds us God proves his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't have to do that, you know. He wanted to. He wanted to show just how deep and wonderful and long-lasting is God's Chesed. God could have written us off. God could have turned his back on us, but that would have gone against God's own Chesed character. God could no more abandon us than we could save ourselves. and that draws us ever nearer to God, makes us ever more adoring of God, ever more aware of what God has done for us, and ever more eager to do what God asks us to do with chesed and agape and God's own power and strength. With Moses, we bow our heads and worship and pray. Thank you, God, for the great gift of your chesed. Help us to understand it and live it more and more each day. And help us to offer it to others who need to know you not as a God of wrath and anger and revenge and smiting, but a God full of mercy and patience, opportunity and compassion, and loving kindness. Our great God of chesed. Amen.